Hi there, this is Jacob Msiba, the Senior Pastor of Builders Church. I just want to thank you for taking time to listen to our podcast today, and I trust that it will bless and build your spirit. Enjoy the message, and God bless you. Amen. And today we are going to be talking about the significance of faith in building. The significance of faith. Faith is very much key, very much important on any venture that you are going to embark on as a child of God. Are we together, Bazalwane? So today we are going to be looking at its significance, particularly when you are building. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter number 11, verse 1 and verse number 2. The Bible says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So faith, in other words, makes the things that you are believing God for tangible. Faith makes them tangible. Faith ensures that you are going to believe beyond any shadow of doubt that what you are waiting on, you know, from God is definitely going to happen. As a matter of fact, faith helps you to live in that world even before it manifests. Are we together, Bazalwane? And then it says, for by it, faith that is, the elders obtained a good testimony. Elders obtained a good, in other words, all of the heroes of faith that we know of in the Bible, they did what they did, and they shared powerful stories with us of how God helped them to conquer, how God helped them to overcome, how God helped them to possess their possessions, if I may put it like that, amen. And they shared those stories with us. They were able to, you know, do great and mighty exploits because of the force of faith, because of the power of faith. Are we together? And I do believe that this year, as you walk by faith, as you live by faith, you are going to obtain your own testimony in the name of Jesus. I said, I see you obtaining a good testimony because of walking and living by faith. Are we together, Bazalwane? Now, it's important that everything and anything that you are going to ever attempt to build in life, you are supposed to build it because you have perceived it in your heart by the Spirit of God. You have perceived it in your heart by the Spirit of God. The Bible clearly tells us, Bazalwane, that you and I, as the sons of God, as the daughters of God, we are supposed to be led by the Spirit of God. Everything and anything that we do, how we live our lives, how we conduct ourselves, how we go about our day-to-day business in our lives, in our families, school, business, careers, we are supposed to be led by the Spirit of God. We are supposed to be guided by the Spirit of God. The Bible says, as many as are led by the Spirit, these are the sons of God. So one of the signs that you are a child of God is that you have the Spirit of God living on the inside of you, leading you and guiding you in the day-to-day affairs of life. That's why the Bible even encourages us not to be drunk with wine, but to be filled with the Spirit of God. We need to live our lives walking in the Spirit, following the dictates of the Spirit of God, the nudges, the promptings of the Spirit. That's how we learn to hear from God. Because the challenge that we have is that whenever we talk about hearing from God, people think that the only way to hear from God, it is to hear His audible voice. And that is not necessarily the case, because God leads us by His Spirit. He guides us by His Spirit each and every day. So one of the responsibilities that we have as the children of God is to learn how to follow the leadership and the guidance of the Spirit of God. We need to spend time in an atmosphere of the presence of God each and every day. We need to practice the presence of God through spending time in the Word of God, spending time in prayer, spending time in worship, in praise, so that we will live in an atmosphere of the presence of God, so that our spirits and our hearts will be opened to the Spirit of God, so that He can then lead us and guide us and speak to us and teach us. Are we together, Bazalwane? So that even as we read the Word of God, the Spirit of God will use it to communicate to us, to show us things, to order our steps, to lead us, to guide us. Are we here? That's how we are supposed to live our lives. And many of us, we think that it is difficult to hear from God. We think it is impossible to hear from God, but it is not. It's very simple. It's very easy. It's in the presence of God. It's in practicing the presence of God as a believer. Then you position yourself to cultivate a much more effective relationship with the Spirit of God, and that's how He then leads and guides you each and every day. Are we together, Bazalwane? Now, but the most important thing is that when the Spirit of God leads you and guides you, He does not work against the Word of God. So that's why I'm saying part of practicing the presence of God is that you need to spend time in the Word of God. It is a big risk to want to be led by the Spirit of God if you are not spending time in the Word of God. Because once you hunger or desire for the spiritual realm, you expose yourself to all sorts of things. Sometimes you can make a mistake thinking that you have heard from God, but only to find that that was not God speaking to you. So the Word of God is there to put the frameworks that you can use in your life to ensure that you are hearing from God. Because God will never speak beyond the parameters of His Word. The Bible clearly teaches us, Bazalwane, that God is not the author of confusion. And some of the decisions we make as a Bazalwane, claiming that this is God saying, I must build this, I must do this, this is God saying, I must do. Sometimes we are implying that God contradicts Himself. Because God cannot say one thing in His Word and say another with His Spirit. Jesus Christ puts it very clear. He says, when the Holy Spirit comes, He will take that which is of mine and declare it to you. He will come to glorify me. And who is Jesus? Jesus is the Word of God. In the beginning there was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh. So when the Spirit of God comes, He comes to glorify the Word in you. He comes to glorify Jesus in you. And Jesus says, I don't do anything unless my Father reveals it or shows it to me. So you see now that the Spirit of God, the Word of God, the Son of God, and the Father Himself are always in sync. They are not in disagreement, but sometimes our behavior and the things we pursue, we imply that God is confused. Because He says one thing in His Word and a totally different thing. You can't be too spiritual beyond the authority of the Word of God. Even before you are seeking for prophecy, there are many prophecies that led people astray, caused them to disobey the already given instructions in the Bible. So that's why you need to know your story, so that when somebody comes with a prophetic word, let me tell you this, Bazalwane. The only person who does not make a mistake with prophecies is Jesus Christ. Any other person can make a mistake prophetically. So that's why even the Bible itself says, do not believe every spirit. It says, test every spirit. Test it. Check it. And every person who gives you a prophetic word, who does not want you to test it against the word of God, that person you are supposed to run away from. So learn how to flow with the Spirit of God, but know the word, because the word of God is the logos, the logic of God. The word of God is how God thinks. So familiarize yourself with how God thinks before exposing yourself to hearing something that is inspired by the Spirit of by the Spirit. Because sometimes it might not even be the Spirit of God. Are we here, Bazalon? But this habit of being led by the Spirit of God and this habit of hearing from the Word of God, it will ensure or it will impart the spirit of faith in you. So when you hear from God, faith comes. The Bible says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing from the Word of God. So everything that you want to build, everything that you want to pursue, a career that you want to pursue, a life that you want to build, a person that you want to marry, let it be from that position of faith. And that faith needs to come from the Word of God. Sisonke Bazalwane. Because faith is not positivity. It is not to have a positive mindset. It is not just to say, "Yes, I believe I would lend this or Wednesday or Israel." That is not faith. Faith is not receiving encouragement and motivation, because umuntu motivated in the wrong. To be motivated does not mean you have faith. The Bible says faith comes by hearing. God must have said something to you about what you are doing. Otherwise, you will waste your time, your energy, your resources, and by the time you discover ukulendo ozamukuyakha, it is in vain. Because remember, the Bible says that if it is not God who is building, those who are building in vain. How does that work? It simply means God must have said something to initiate what you are building. You don't just choose anything randomly just because it utiwe kuyakhiwa. So ukhetha noma yini oyithole duzo uthi ufuna kuyakha. Ngoba kuthiwe kuyakhiwa. You only build by faith because you have heard God say something to you. And this hearing that brings faith, it says, it comes by the word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So it has to be in line with the word of God. And that faith is going to help you to step out and begin to build. But not only that, that faith is even going to help you during difficult times. You will see that in a minute. Are we together, Bazalwan? So don't attempt anything unless the Lord has spoken to you about it. If you are not sure, go back to Him, pray. We want shortcuts. We don't want to involve God. We don't want to pray. We don't want to read the word. That's why all the time we want some prophet from somewhere to tell us everything about ourselves. I'm scared of a prophet that says he knows everything about me. I can't depend on that person. Cultivate a proper relationship with God. Ukuze uNkulunkulu azozikhulumela nawe. So that God can constantly speak to you. And sometimes when these prophetic words come, they confirm what God has already. I'm not saying always. I'm saying in most cases. When these prophetic words, all of a sudden it makes sense. It puts in the missing puzzle. Because God had already started to say some things to you. And you will have a witness within your spirit because you have cultivated that relationship with God. You will have that witness in your spirit. Don't follow anything that you don't have witness of in your spirit. At least I've been a pastor for, 15 years. But I've been in the ministry for more than that. Actually, this year is my 20th year in the ministry because I started preaching in the year 2000. That was the first time I preached. So this year is my 20th year. So I've seen things. I've seen many, majority. and I kid you not, the majority of the Christians who says, God said, majority. Even when I was a pastor, people came to me, God said, I must go. God said, I must come. God said, I must sit down. God said, I must serve. God said, and all of those are based on how they feel at that point. It has got nothing to do with God. God is not an author of confusion. Unkulunkulu uthe angeze ngizokhonza la. Siyakwamukela ngezandla ezimhlophe. Few years later, unkulunkulu uthi angihambe. Mina sengiconfused manje ukuthi kanti unkulunkulu bekasakulethelana. Ngoba bekufanele uthi unkulunkulu uthe angizoshay around. Uthe ngizohamba. Ukuze nathi singazicommit. Sazi ukuthi awuhlalanga uyadlula unkulunkulu uthe udlule. Sikuphathe njengomuntu odlulayo. Sikukhawunsele njengomuntu odlulayo. Sikuthandazele njengomuntu odlulayo. Sikusize njengomuntu odlulayo. Ha? Ngoba umuntu odlulayo akaphathwa njengomuntu ohleli. Mawushada sikubizela uma umfundisi wangaphandle azokushadisa yabo. Ngoba uyadlula. So fanele sikuthole umfundisi odlulayo. Ungahlalanga. Mawushonelwe sikubizela umfundisi odlulayo. Ngoba uhlalanga uyadlula. My God. So uyasikhohlisa uthi uNkulunkulu uthe hlala. Tina we commit because it uhleli. God is not the author of confusion. I don't care how super spiritual you feel when you think you have heard. If it does not make sense according to the scriptures, it's no use. And in most cases, I chose to be humble in most cases and say, no, mhlambe umzalwane uNkulunkulu ukukhulumile naye. Yazi ngoba ngisaba ukuthi umuntu makasekathe uNkosi. But all of these incidences I've seen in the past of God said, I'm sitting and I'm saying I'm convinced ukuthi ayikho yonke lento. Lo muntu usuka phethwe izinto zakhe and masekeza because akafuni umshintshise lento ayidecidile uzothi uNkulunkulu uthe. No, I've seen it. You can't convince me otherwise. I've been a pastor for a while. I've seen people come and go, and all of them by God said. Even nabanye abaqala izinto. You know, Mfundisi, I was praying and I even went on a fast. You see, umuntu kushaya ngaleyo preamble, I even fasted for, I just took a couple of days of fasting just to make sure that God is truly speaking and God, you know, I felt it in my spirit that God, you know, and when you were preaching and you opened that scripture, it was like God, you know, and was, you know, and I read this scripture and Malachi and I'm sitting there. Look at. Because manje umuntu ufuna ukukunika preamble ethi, you have no room to change this thing. I've fasted, I've prayed, I've read books, I've listened to you preach, I've had somebody else come and preach, abanye ba prophetile ba confirm. So angisana room yabo songibalela izinto eziyi 10. Ngithi ngiyibheka imbobo yokwengena ngingayiboni. Ngithi bese ngithi I send you forth in the name of Jesus. After a year, mangithi ngiyabheka ngithi yo. Because when God speaks, it can't lead you to a disaster. God can't lead you to a disaster. Can't. Akusukela nje uNkulunkulu akuhluphe ngento eyokubulala. Many people aborted their destinies because they said, God said. So even this year, we can fall into that trap because we are saying this is the year of building, right? Somebody can say, I'm also going to build this. Out of the excitement, I'm going to build a business. Are you saying it because you see the possibility of prospering? Or God said something to you? Sisonke bazalwane. And this God said flows out of the kind of a relationship you have with God. Because in most cases, we want God to speak. And we become serious during that time. Sonke lesikhathi bonga fast ungathandazi. Mhlazana ufuna iconfirmation ya lento ufuna ukuyenza ngenyama. So we are go fasting. You jump from living in fornication, in you are partying, drinking, smoking, all of a sudden so ufuna iconfirmation, so we are fast. Satan uyakhuluma noma ufastile. Bangangikhola ubuza uJesu. When the devil spoke to him, not once, not twice, three times, he was fasting. And the devil spoke to him. And how did he respond? According to the word, it is written. It is written. He did not say, I sense the spirit say, devil. No, he said, it is written. It is written. He was referring to the word. So if you are not familiar with the word, how are you going to respond? Faith is the currency of the kingdom of God. Everything in the kingdom operates by faith or through faith. If you lack faith in the kingdom of God, things become complicated and difficult. If you are not going to constantly hear from God so that you can have faith, Hebrews 11 verse 6 says, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So, in order for you to be pleasing before God in your ventures, in everything that you are building, you have to possess faith. You have to live by faith. You have to walk by faith. So, living in the Spirit and walking in the Spirit is actually leading you to living by faith and walking by faith. Every decision you make, prompted by the Spirit of God, through faith. Every step you take, every decision to build this, now you want to build a family, you want to get married, because of the prompting that came from the Spirit of God, and it brought faith into your spirit. And that's how you become effective in the kingdom of God. When you lack faith, things become difficult and complicated in the kingdom of God. As a matter of fact, the Bible clearly tells us that anything that you attempt to do without faith, it is sin. When the Bible speaks about sin, we are always thinking fornication, drinking, smoking, adultery, what? That's all we are thinking of. But here, the Bible says in Romans 14:23, it says, if you do anything without faith, it is sin. You are deciding, Jay. Ha, as I'm going to lapangati zinto, mountain is in path. But you've never taken time to pray about that thing, to check what the Spirit of God is saying. Anything, you know, when we are trying to do something without the help of God, in other words, we are trying to say to God, we don't need you here. I'll do this thing by myself. I'm going to build, I'm going to pursue this career, I'm going to build this career by myself. I don't need you. God wants to have a say on everything that we are attempting in life. He wants to give us his view, his opinion, his perspective. Because at the end of the day, anything that we are doing should be in line with God's plan and purpose for our lives. The lives that we are living are not only about us. They are about the purpose that God had when he allowed us to be born. So we can't hijack the plan of God. You know, says la wakwe wahelente kuti umuntu athi ukhaphe wena ijozi ukuze uthi hey ngiyajozi kusasa. Athi ayazi yaza ngenzi next kusasa. Cela ukukhapha angene ekarini. Mawehla mawuthi okay nakula ngize khona athi yazi ngcono ungene ngisafuna ukuthi shwi masinya. Lapha a small street nzo dip uma ubhekile uyoceda isikhathi bani uthi ngo 3 athi okay so hlangana la ke ngo 3. That person hijacked your plan, your purpose, wa pretender as if uhamba nawe for you yena he has got now, but mase umfikisile lapho seka I know ngifuna ukuya. So that's what we do, because it's funa ba khona emhlabeni, we hijack mase species ikumnande emhlabeni sithi yazi nkulunkulu yazi khona izinto nyana ze 2 3 engisafuna ukuzenza konje ngizophila isikhathe singakanani 70 years ngizothi mase ngina 70 bese ngiyabuya ke and then siyilungise lento sengilungisele lokuhamba. That's what we do. So God wants to have a say. The reason why we are here it is because God had a plan and God wants to reveal it to us by His Spirit so that once we know it, then we can begin to build in line with that plan and with that purpose that He has for us. Are we together, Bazalwane? So don't attempt anything in life without faith. Seek to hear what is it that God says about that thing. Because number one, it will help you to have boldness to build it. Are we here? It will drive you to action. Anything that you have heard from God and gives you faith or imparts the spirit of faith to you, the faith is going to drive you to action so that you can do it. In most cases, when we are talking about plans, and 5 years goes, 10 years goes, that thing was just simply our opinion and idea. It was not spoken by God. Because when you have truly heard from God, true faith drives you to action. The Bible puts it this way: faith without works is what? Faith without works is dead. That's why it takes it further. It says, do you believe? You do well. Even the demons believe and they tremble. So it's not about just thinking about this thing and sharing your ideas. Or true faith, when God speaks and your heart is open, He is going to drive you to action. Faith is faith once you begin to obey it. It's not there just so that you can talk about it. So last week we were talking about boldness. That boldness does not come from psyching yourself up. It comes because of faith in your spirit. Faith gives you that assurance that this thing is going to work. And when you step out, even though the surroundings don't agree, but faith is going to drive you to go against everything that says this thing is impossible. That is what faith is all about. So I see many people talking about faith and saying they have faith for 1, 2, 3, and 4. But you look at their action. Because James here even challenges us. He says, show me your faith and I will show you mine through works. In other words, I will show you what I have done to prove that I have faith. Look, there's a difference between trusting God for something or believing God for something and having faith. Those are two different things. Trusting God kicks in even when God has said nothing, because you know His nature and character. It's like you are in trouble and God is quiet. But you trust Him as a person, that He will not leave me nor forsake me. That is trust. Faith. God said something. And you are stepping out to obey because God spoke. That's specific. That's directed to you. Nithuleka mnandi, and I like it. Because it means, hallelujah. Now check this out. Your faith is not only going to get you started, but your faith becomes a shield for you during the times of opposition and adversity. That is the function of faith in your life. It's not only to get you started, but it is to cover you and to protect your heart, to protect your spirit, to protect your mind during the times of opposition and adversity. Because anything and everything that you are going to attempt to build in life, you are going to be faced. You see, the reason why we're praying for these guys who came here is because we know it does not mean the devil is sitting wherever he is sitting, clapping hands and saying, wow, what a great decision, you're a great person. You're such a great person. Look at you. You want to go to school. I like it. I'm going to leave you alone. No. When you decide, I'm going to get married, the devil, he activates everything that is going to work against that decision. Because he knows what it means for you to start a family. When you say, I want to go to school, he knows that you are going to interrupt a certain cycle in your life or in your family. And that's why all hell will break loose. When you say, I want to start a business or I'm going to look for a job, things don't just all of a sudden become smooth. So that's why faith is then significant in that it is going to help you during these times. Because there are times, you see, when you hear from God, it's so exciting. It's like Yom Kinto, Imnand. Excited because of how this thing is bubbling up in your spirit. The reality of building kicks in. 2 weeks goes by without anybody buying anything. As a matter of fact, and when you thought, because you were calculating what you profit yami, mganiyazi ngizospenda nje 5,000. Abanga mangithi ngiyabala ngizokwenza 25,000. When in your head you think in 2 weeks time I'll be having 25,000 rands in my pocket. Nalaba bathethe makufanele bakufonela ama phone avaliwe or whatever. Because anything that you will attempt in life, it will have its own challenges. You'll be opposed. You'll face adversity. The devil will give you every reason to believe that lenda ngeke isebenze. You are excited, you see. How many of you are doing first years? Yes, in your mind, so gqoke igown, so graduatile. In your mind, you are happy. You are like, wow, I'm just going to sail through this thing in 3 years' time. Wow, I'll be working. I'll be a whatever. I'll be a lawyer. I'll be a doctor in so much. I don't mean to scare you. I'm preparing you. That's why you need faith. This message is for you. Because March is coming. Tests are coming. Exams are coming. Lectures are coming. Hours of studying are coming. Because tertiary is not the same as high school. Eh? You used to get away with a lot at high school. Hey, look at you. Now it's up to you to decide that even when I'm a lecture appealing 11, it's up to you to go back and clean and study until 10 in the evening when you have the first class or 8 exam. It's up to you. But you can only rise to that occasion if there is a drive on the inside of you through the force of faith. Because all of us, things are going to be... No. There's going to be hell that is going to rise, to be activated simply because you decided to do something in mpilo yako. It's life. Satan ukhona to make sure that he interrupts you. But when you are walking and living by faith, faith becomes your shield. Let me show you this. The Bible tells us in the book of, I don't know, the scripture is there, Ephesians. Give me Ephesians 6, verse 13. Shows us that we need to pick up the shield of faith. Look at it. It says, therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand on the evil day. This is God speaking in advance. He says, make sure that you take the full armor so that you'll be able to what? To withstand, to resist in the evil day. In other words, God is simply saying, at some point, you are going to face an evil day. So he's preparing you ahead of time. There's going to be a time you will feel like uloyiwe. He says, so that you'll be able to withstand, to resist in the evil day. Take up the full armor. Then we are balage, the helmet of salvation, whatever. And then listen to verse number 20. Give me verse number 20. Listen, give me verse number 20. 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 I know, Shem, I said I'm going to quote it in passing. Did I say that? Oh, so sorry. Now I want it. A wise man always changes his mind. But in verse number 20, it says, and above all. It says above all. We are wabala wonke lama piece pese uti. And above all. Above all of these other pieces, he says, hi. Verse 16. Okay, verse 16, sorry. He says, above all, take up the shield of faith. Above every other, take up the shield of faith. Why? He says, to quench the fiery darts of the enemy. Why? Because he knows that the enemy is going to throw. Look, he did not say, because the enemy is going to throw things at you. He says to quench the fire. You know what a dart is. When you use that term dart, it means this has got to do with aiming. Specific. You see, when the enemy attacks you, he does not become random. He knows where to hit you. He knows that when I address this in his life, I would have crippled his faith. You know, that's why it calls it a fiery dart. Man, he will try to hit a bull's eye. He knows which spots to hit. Let me prove it to you. Let's go to Nehemiah chapter number 4 and verse number 1. Listen, the Bible says, but it so happened when Sanballat heard that we were rebuilding the wall, that he was furious and very indignant and mocked the Jews. Right? You see, when the enemy attacks you, I have let him off. I'm a bomb, I'm a truck, and I'm a social petipa. He just uses voices to mock you. And listen to the mocking. In verse number 2, it says, and he spoke before his brethren and the army of Samaria and said, and who is when? Sanballat, listen to the Bible. He spoke before his brethren and the army of Samaria. Akakhulum nama builders. Akakhulum nam. Yes, Tokla nje eceleni. Ukuze nawe mawuloku concern ngokuthi abantu bathini ngawe. Uzozwa ukuthi uthini. Akakhulum nawe. Yes, okay. Waka wezwa umuntu udlula ucabanga ukuthi usho wena kanti bebasixoxela ngenye into but lento ayishilo ifana nawe ngamashi. Bekangakhulumi nawe lo, bekazikhulumela nomunye umuntu. Wena wadlula, wezwa leso statement, waconclude, wayithatha lento ebusuka ulalanga for the past week bolokhu ucabanga ngayo. You are living in fear today because of what somebody was saying to somebody else, not direct. Look, if somebody does not have the guts to come and tell it to you to your face, that thing is not worth your attention. Because if you give the devil attention, he will give you direction. Finally, how can't he? As I'm going to last week, I'm going to tell you, 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 besumnikeza iwarning umngani wakho uthi njengoba ucabanga ukuthi bekakhuluma nami through you nangelinye ilanga usazokhuluma nami kodwa kube ukhuluma nawe. So now ungaloku uthutha indaba is good. Look, he says, this is what he says. What are these feeble Jews doing? I gonna, the devil knows where to hit. Number 2, he says, will they fortify themselves? Will they offer sacrifices? Will they complete it in a day? Will they revive the stones from the heaps of rubbish stones that are bent? Now Tobiah the Ammonite was beside him and he said, whatever they build, even if even a fox goes up on it, he will break down their stone wall. Why tata usatani project yabo, why unpack? Wabeka ama specifics. Youngest, wa number one wa question their ability. Number two wa question their willingness to sacrifice everything. Number three wa question their timing of what they are doing. Number four, what question if they have the material and the resources to complete this thing. Valage wa complete an equality yomsebenzi abangase bawenze. Mangabe ke okay asithi ke bayaqhubeka bayayenza. Noma ngayithenga imoto izoba yimbi. Noma ngashada kodwa umshado wakhe ke kube mnandi. Angaye esikolweni uzofaila. That's a dart. Fiery dart aimed specifically. The enemy will not guess when he wants to hit you. He knows the areas long ago show now. When you know, for Lent, I need more money, he will hit you more there. When you know, he will hit you. When you ask yourself, do I have what it takes? He's going to question exactly that. That has always been the strategy of the devil, right? So you need to know how to respond. Let me close. So how you need to ensure that you don't change your confession, because that's the only thing that the devil wants you to do. He wants you to listen to what he has said so that he can change your confession. Because faith has a language. When you have faith, it influences the way that you speak. When they started, their language was, we are going to arise and build. The Lord is going to prosper us. Eh? They were talking about that. Now, the devil saw that. He says these things because he wants to change that confession. Tell your neighbor and say, don't change your confession. When you have been speaking the language of success and prosperity, no matter what happens, even if your bank account is empty, don't change your confession. If you have been speaking the language of being healed, no matter what kind of pain you can feel in your body, don't change your confession. Because as you believe, so are you supposed to speak. According to your faith, use that language of faith and believe. Because the enemy wanted them to change. Look at what, you know, Adam and Eve. God comes, he says to them, I've given you everything. You can eat everything in this garden, but don't eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, right? So when they had that, faith came. They lived according to that word. They did not eat anything, and they were fulfilled. They were pleased. Even though they were naked, they were satisfied. They were not ashamed. They lived by faith that God said everything belongs to us, but not this tree or not this fruit, right? The enemy shows up. He wants them to doubt. Did God really say you must not eat? And Eve responds, yes. He said, when we eat, we shall surely die. The enemy says, no, you shall not surely die. God is just afraid that you are going to be like him. He's using truth to deceive, because yes, he was right. God did not want them to know evil and good. He wanted them to just know good. Because he knew that when they are exposed to evil, they will be tempted and they will not be able to resist evil. And the enemy says, you shall not really die. But that not really die, which was true, they didn't know that it will cost them more. Because yes, they continued to live physically. But God had intended for them to have bodies that will never die one. But all of a sudden, that's why if you study the Bible in the beginning, people used to live beyond hundreds. Because God gave them bodies. So that we can live with him in eternity. Two, they died spiritually, lost their connection with God. And then the Bible says what? They looked at themselves and all of a sudden they are naked. Because the enemy wanted them to change their confession. That's all that Satan wants you to do. He wants you to doubt yourself. I don't have what it takes. The risk is too big. I'm not going to succeed. Ay, con alendo, it's just too great for me. He just wants you to change your confession. But if you have faith, use it to speak even against this devil. When he comes to speak to you, let your faith protect you, because it makes this thing that you are believing God for to be real and tangible in your hands. So even in your general conversations, don't lose your confession. Your faith must not only appear or show up. Your faith and the language of faith must be with you in all places. Because the Bible teaches us that God listens to our conversations. In passing, when you are dala. Because I don't know, why do we feel like we always have to participate in conversations that are not even healthy for our faith? Little Bible, in the multitude of words, sin abounds. Because whatever statement you will say might interfere with your faith, with your language of faith. It will change your confession. Because when you've been struggling this year, attempting to build something, and next year you meet somebody who says, I lendo your color, I mean, I'm going to seven zeli. Just choose to keep quiet. Because there are people who aborted their destinies in conversations. Kwasali destiny omuntu, kwasali breakthrough omuntu, kwasali sibusiso somuntu. When uthi uyayixoxela nje. Because the Bible says God has a book of remembrance. And in that scripture in Malachi, I like it because he says, nize nithi, usho thini, uthi nize nithi. Ukuseva, ukusebenzela uNkulunkulu akusebenzeli. Because abantu abangakholwa, they do stuff and get away with it. He says, I have a book of remembrance. But then he says, but those who honor me, even in those conversations, if he says something and he wants you to participate in that conversation, but that thing is aimed at killing your faith, rather say, hey, okay. I got to mean some call on Kunukulu, mina, Zoba. Makatao, Ushuguti, hi, mina, I go in his low standards as on to you. How many tandas ill? Asangwenzeg. How shame. Hi, mina, Satandas. Unkunukulu, and will come through for me. Because the enemy just wants you to change your language. That's all that he wants you. And once you begin to speak differently, Uzokala uwe call a leonto. And once we call a leon, you will self-destruct without him doing anything. All that he is going to do is to... And don't think the devil does not speak to you. If the devil spoke to Jesus Christ of Nazareth, if the devil showed up in the presence of God in heaven, in the book of Job, and God said, have you seen my... Having a conversation, if the devil can talk to God and Jesus, who are we? Who does Kalele Jagam Nand? At Marutang would lend you a quick son, it's a sebens. When Zelan would be the first thing tomorrow morning, Uzotibara no Muntung Altan the son. Ozo Ninabazalan, no good. Ukumbule. Loyam Kabang wise always say, we are like a conversation now. Uti, hey, Maravelle, hey, hi, Natsas Manes, your son, Tanji. Says Manes, yes, Yazam, hey, Nat Pelasas, Nat, Siazam, and Gobaman to buy. Kunama testing is Wabanda Sala go Facebook. A comment. I was talking to somebody, I said, I was praying during the week and God spoke to me directly. It's not a good statement, it's not a punchline.
It's from God.
He said there are many destinies and mantles that were aborted this week on Facebook, nagu Twitter, nagu Instagram. Umuntu achazwe ukuthi kuyakhulunywa naye wakhuluma. Mantles fell, destinies aborted, and God ended up by saying, and many lives are at risk now unless there's prayer, intercession, and repentance. It's fine to just keep quiet. You don't have to prove a point to nobody. There are destinies. Asala ku Twitter. Nakuma hashtag. Nakuma trends. It's utma comment, ama uti post. Kubene destiny hamba ne post yako. And you'll work harder to get it back. Let's stand on our feet as we close. Lift up your hands and begin to pray. Ask God to help you. Not to lose your faith, not to change your confession. Ask God to help you to continue in a walk of faith. Shando raba shata laba kabra sote dokle brado shite. Thank you once again for listening to the message today. We trust that you were blessed by it. Please do subscribe to our podcast to receive new messages every week. Thank you very much and keep on building.